Sacrilege. I fear not doing her justice. However, for a long time I wanted to write a poem about Vera Rudner. We'd meet at many opera matinees. She'd a wicked sense of humour, a shrewd, warm manner, and a witty, pretty daughter. After a few decades, Vera's end-of-year card was her painting Sacrilege, the first I'd heard of her as a painter. It transpired Sacrilege is in the National Gallery. She'd studied in her early 20s with Eric Wilson, and she'd painted it after the Second World War, having come here with her Austrian-Dutch mother and father at 17 and exhibited with painters like Nolan at the Contemporary Art Society. The Monthly magazine recently said Sacrilege was scarifying when they described earlier Australian surrealists, echoing the Butler Donaldson book on surrealism. But I'm not really sure if I see it that plain. Or the book's idea that she abandoned painting, haunted by her European experiences. My Vera is, underneath her charm, as powerful as Sacrilege, certainly, but maybe not neatly haunted. Painting things like Sacrilege might make one daunted about art's costs to the psyche. I'd call it maybe uncompromising. The violent nature of any satisfied concept could be enough if one wanted a solider reason. Sacrilege shows a distorted head, perhaps in physical and mental anguish on a tilted cross. Barbed wire at back, trench-like, and also protrudes from its only eye above a green crooked snout and sidelong teeth in that open mouth of disbelieving pain. It remains, for me again as a transfixed outsider, the most sudden, uncompromising horror depiction I may ever see. After it, any operatic world might be a daily dallying relief for the painter. Like Plath, on related stark themes, it's as technically skilled as a polished aria. I don't know if my instinctive memory that they played Viennese operetta to reassure those entering the gas chambers is here in any way appropriate. It's probably another needed wedge of continuous information, but there is enough of that, and then there's Sacrilege, which in its way fits as an end-of-year card, being in Christmassy primary colours. Blood rust, linden green, at two blues, sky and sea on the wrinkled grey air. The yellow eye is darker than the bits like tainted cream. The face on the cross sings helpless with agony, anger, but never demands that the eyes return. For a long time I have wanted to write the right poem about Rudner.